This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord. In Jesus' name. You know, I'm excited to come into your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I'm always excited because God's word makes me excited. The experience, amen, of living for God makes me so excited to see the hand of God still moving in these times that we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to use this word. I am super proud of what God is doing. And I know he's alive. And some of you that are listening today, you know God is alive and well. Listen, you've been to hell and back, but God's still operating in your life. And that's the good thing about knowing God is with you and knowing that the power of the Holy Ghost is still alive. And I want you to know today that everything is going down but the Word of God. And I want to speak to you a little bit, just for a moment, from the Word of God today, out of the book of Philippians. I love Philippians because Philippians, to me, is a testimony of what God can do if you work for him. You might be suppressed, oppressed, depressed, running out of all depressions, or going through all depressions. But there's a God that would never allow you to fail, because he has purposed your life to be victorious even in your stone. And I want you to know today that the scripture is powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll meet you wherever you are. In Philippians, Paul, he gives a testimony of his dilemma in Philippians. And in the first chapter of that book, Paul says in the third verse, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. He's talking to the Philippians. Always in prayer, in every prayer of mine of you, in all things request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now listen, he says, now God gonna go with you, because if you and God has fellowship, a relationship with each other, no matter what storm you're facing, God's going to be there with you. I want to encourage somebody today that is going through the storm. Watch Paul's testimony. In Philippians, he was thrown in jail. He had solace with him. Things were looking bad and glad in the eyes of those who had persecuted them because they spoke out and spoke against the ungodly and lawlessness of the Philippians culture. They stood for God's word. They stood with God in their flesh there before people didn't understand that they were operating by the Spirit. Of course, the people that was getting great gain from, amen, the soothsayers and, amen, those who were doing things ungodly, not knowing God. But Paul and Silas, amen, it vexed their spirit to see people giving to idols and worshiping things that God was not in because they were godly people. And let me tell you something, my friend. You cannot just stand around and watch all this evil going on and not say nothing about it or even pray. Amen. But what happened was when they stopped the evil source or the flow of their money that was going to those who were getting gain, they wanted to bring them before the authorities and said, these men have caused an uproar in this city. They throw them in jail. And that's what I love about this. They put them in prison to try to shut their mouth, to close them off, and said they were rowdy and ungodly to the cultures, amen, of this particular place in Philippians. And I want you to know, my friend, that's not going to stop God from moving. When man put his hand on you to try to shut you up, he's not doing nothing but getting God ready to give you a miracle that's called a mighty breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. In the midst of your enemy, God will prepare a table, my God, to break down and to destroy every yoke. They thought they had Paul when they put him and silence in the jail. My God, they didn't forget. They didn't forget that God had begun a good work in them. They saw lives change. They seen God moving with them. And I want somebody to encourage somebody today that have backslid. Amen. Somebody that hadn't backslid, but pastor, preacher, evangelist, whatever your titles may be, you might be going through a Philippian moment in your life. But I come to tell you today, glory be to God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I come to tell you today, just as God went in the Philippian jail with Paul and Silas, he's going to go with you. One thing you got to understand is do not give up your confidence, because what God began in you, if he anointed you, he's ready to perform what he started in you. If he got to open up, amen, praise God, the windows of heaven and send angels to rescue you. If he got to come to the jail at midnight like he did with Paul and Silas, if he got to cause the earth to tremble, y'all not helping me, praise God. If he got to cause the chains and the stocks, amen, to be loose on your body, whatever God got to do, if he got to touch the judge mind, if he got to, amen, praise the Lord, call the security guards to get saved to understand what you're trying to do, God will meet you at your midnight. I'm telling you, he's ready to restore. He's ready to show his power. That he's more than able to get you out of what you're going through. But you got to rely on him. You got to believe him. You got to trust him. You got to seek him even while you're depressed, because the Bible says that at midnight they begin to pray. My God, they begin to pray at midnight. They didn't get depressed. Most people, when they are bound by something, they go into depression. But these men know their power. They knew their God. They knew that he was able to do exploits. They knew that he had power. But they got in jail bound by chains. If you could see the picture, they laid them out on like a table, and they had these stocks on their ankles and chains around their waist and stocks, amen, praise God, on the wrist of their arms, and they were laid out on these things. But God, my God, help me here today. If he purposed your life, God's going to come to your rescue. He's going to send angels to come and loose you from wherever you're bound. But the Bible say at midnight, they begin to pray. They begin to sing praises. And something happened. God dispatched the angel. God trembled the earth. The Bible say the earth started trembling, and the stocks and the chains start breaking and loosening on them because they had not fulfilled their purpose in God. I don't care what devil come out of hell to try to bind you, what devil come out of hell to try to stop you from, oh my God, here today, to stop you from preaching this gospel, to stop you from telling somebody about God. They cannot bind you if God has purposed your life. And I want you to know, when your life is purpose, amen, praise the Lord, can no storm stop you from fulfilling what God wants to do. So Paul, he begins to magnify himself, not on what God has done, but he magnify himself in the scripture about what he been through. And most of us would have just gave up because, amen, praise. Some of us, if we can't pay our light bill, we ain't going to church. Or somebody said something to us we didn't like, we getting depressed. We're not going to church. Amen. Praise God. We'll forget about God. We'll backslide out the church if the preacher rebuke you. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach up in here. If the preacher tell you, amen, to pull your dress down. If the preacher tell you, man, you're running too many women. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. Reb is wrong now because he's getting in my business. You can't walk in God's house any kind of way and expect God to agree with your lust. Amen. If the man of God is preaching deliverance to you, amen, praise God, you got to either get it right or stay away nasty. And see, God is calling people who's going to trust him when they are going through, so he can show up and magnify himself in your situation. Your situation today, it's just right for God. You just got to believe him that he's going to show up. And Paul didn't magnify, amen, praise God, himself, but he magnified his suffering. Because the Bible say, Paul say, but I would, you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me, amen, have fallen out rather unto the furthering of the gospel. He said, this is the gospel. In other words, if you're going to live for God, you're going to go through some things. He that suffered, amen, for the Lord would reign with him. He said, these things happened to me because the gospel had to be manifested in these areas. Can you realize that he went through all that for the Philippian jailer to get saved? Not only the Philippian jailer got saved, but his whole house came to Jesus. And somebody today, I'm getting ready to go to the prayer line, but somebody today, what you're going through, you need to allow God to be magnified in it so that it'll bring about the good work that he begun in you, that you and your household will be saved. If you need prayer today, you can go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. We're waiting on you, my friend. As you hear this music, amen, praise God, we're live here in the studio. We want you to go to that phone and say, you know what? I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain, and I understand what you're saying. I wanted to give up, but today, after hearing you talk about what God has done, not only in Paul's life, but I want to testify today that the God that we serve, if it had not been for him, I wouldn't be here today. If it had not been for Jesus, I wouldn't know how I would make it. Somebody needs to hear that God, amen, worked in your life just like he worked in Paul's life. Paul says, amen, praise the Lord, the things that I now suffer, the things that I now do, is no longer I that live it. Glory to God. He excluded himself. He says, it's not me that living, but it's the Christ that lives inside of me that causes me to triumph. And I'm standing on that word because I'm reaching toward the mark of the prize of the high call, which is in Christ Jesus. That's a higher calling, amen, upon your life today, backslider. That's a higher calling, amen, upon your life. Person that's thinking about leaving God, that's a higher calling upon your life. You that wants to be restored, that's a higher calling. We're going to pray with you today. Amen, praise God. We're going to believe God for you today. If you will go to that phone and dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, we get you in touch with prayer. As I speak right now, you can dial that number, praise God. I want to pray with you today. I want to let you know, praise God, that it ain't over till God says over. You're on your sick bed, praise God. I want to pray for you. I believe God for your deliverance. I believe God for your healing. You that are facing, amen, difficulties, amen, in your life, in your marriage, in your children, on your job, in your body. Amen, praise God. I want to pray with you today. I want you to know, praise God, that God is more than able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that you could even think or even imagine, according to the power that work in you. Where is your faith? Do you believe that God can do what you are asking him to do? And I want you to know today, I know that he can do what you are asking him to do if you just have that mustard seed faith. See, Paul knew, praise God, he knew, amen, where he came from. He knew he was a persecutor. He knew the power have came and changed his life. And I want to know today, do you know that the power is here to change your life? If you do, you can go to that phone today and you can dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, to get you in touch with prayer. Amen. Praise God. I want to pray with you. I don't know how many minutes I have left, but I do want to pray with that person that's saying, you know, I had a midnight and I'm believing God for a Philippians breakthrough. Oh, my God, a Philippians breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. You need a Philippians breakthrough. Is you on that caller? All right. Dial that number. Let's see. Go back and dial that number again. We kind of lost you. But you want a Philippians breakthrough today. And I want this to go through the airway today. I want you to understand. God paid the price for your deliverance, for your healing. He paid the price for the chains that binding you right now. Come off. You don't have to wear them. You don't have to make a covenant with the devil. You don't have to wear those chains. You don't have to be bound by that thing that's keeping you depressed. I'm reaching out to you today. I'm reaching to you. 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500 to get you in touch with prayer. You feel you deserve a breakthrough today. Dial that number. 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500 to get you in touch with prayer. We still got someone on the line. No. All right, look, listen, caller. It's up to you. I'm doing my part. Go ahead, caller. You on the air.
Prayer, because the word that you were speaking just now, that touched my spirit, and I'm standing in the gap for others. But this is Gladys, that's for real. From Carfax, calling.
Well, praise God for you, Sister Gladys. And I thank you for breaking the ice. Because there's a lot of people that be listening. And I don't know why the enemy put fear in their heart. But when we come on the air, we come on the air for everybody that's struggling.
Yes, sir.
To know that God don't want you to be bound. He begun to work in you. He want to perform it. Now, Lord Jesus, I pray for Sister Gladys.
Lord,
I know there's a lot of things that she's facing, a lot of obstacles, a lot of strongholds that surround her.
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
But the blood of Jesus,
Lord,
come to destroy these things. And I pray with my sister, because your love is extended to her heart to give her a breakthrough, that she will be healed from this, that she will be delivered and made whole. Just like you did for Paul in Philippians.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Send a Philippian breakthrough in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, save her household.
Yes.
Turn them around from every yoke, every condition, every curse that the enemy try to put on their mind. Lord, we touch and agree. Believe in you that you're going to bind it and destroy it.
Yes,
and she deserves a breakthrough. You deserve to praise God. God bless your heart. And may the Lord keep you. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. God bless you. All right, listen, my friend. 5 minutes left on the air. I want to come to your house. You that drive in that car, I want to come to your house. I want to come to your house. I want to come to you on that job that's pacing up and down, don't know what to do. I want to come to you. I want to pray with that person that stayed up all night wondering what you're going to do. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you that don't know which direction to go. You just need to dial that phone, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. We're waiting on you, because this is your time to dial that number. Don't you procrastinate. It's one thing to listen, but it's another thing to obey. My God, I thank God that somebody broke the ice today. Somebody is on the other end. Hold on, caller. We're coming to you right now. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. My name is Doug, and I've been listening at your sermon, what you was talking about. I have been in that situation, but I broke that chain and I walked with God. And God helped me through for 8 long years.
My God.
And when I asked God to give me the strength, because my dad had passed away, give me the strength to take care of my mother all by myself.
My God.
And God gave me the strength. I might wake up with backache, headache, but when it was time for me to take care of her and do what I had to do for her, all the pain was gone away.
My God, look at God.
And I just want to let everybody know, if you don't know God, you better get on that train to get to know God, because God is a mighty, mighty good God.
Amen.
And he's been good to me. He has been walking with me. I have not turned around, but I just want prayer for our family. To
yes,
come
Lord.
Back strong like we used
yes,
to be.
Yes. Well, Lord Jesus, we pray for the unity of this mighty sister, and her testimony is so powerful. And God, that's what you call in families to come to you. She's been an intercessor for her family. And you have anointed her because she suffered with her parents. She labored with them. And God, I know that if there is any jealousy, anything that's hindering them from coming together, we want you to remove the chain. We want you to break them. Destroy them right now and bring this family together. Let the neighbors know, let the enemy know that love is stronger than hate. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to bless them, heal them, and deliver them and make them whole today. And sister, you deserve a breakthrough. You deserve a healing. You deserve a financial miracle. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for you. May God bless you. May the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. All right, my friend, what we got here. Amen. Everything going off in this place, that's what happened when God started blessing. When the word coming, the enemy come all kind of ways. But I thank God. Oh, I am so excited. I am so excited. Go ahead, caller. You on the air.
All right. I'm calling from Hartsville, Louisiana.
Yes.
I'm serving Minister Durbin Martin and my wife, Martin. And we're praying for prayer that God will bless us, keep us, and perfect peace.
Yes, sir. Well, Lord, God bless this man of God that called, giving a testimony. I want you to cover him, cover his family, cover everything, God, that is hindering. And, Lord, bless them to be extended out in the Holy Ghost. Bless their outgoing, their coming in, their uprising, their downsetting. And, God, rebuke everything that's like, that is not like you. Let them be healed, delivered, and made whole. God bless you, brother. I got to move on. There's a lot going on in here. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
And God bless you as well.
Thank you. Hello. You deserve it, Lord. With the tear rolling down my face. Yes, sir. I am excited. I'm telling you, my friend, somebody's being blessed. Somebody is being blessed because when the airways get this way and emotions and you know, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God lift up a standard. Somebody out there need God to lift up a standard in their life right now. You listen, you heard the testimonies. You heard the sister, how she suffered and how God turned around because she showed love even to her parents and God healed and came back and delivered, and she want her family to have a Philippian breakthrough. Somebody here today, your child on drugs, and everybody know that's common, but it don't have to be that way. Your child may be locked up. It don't have to be that way. Glory to God. You got a disobedient one. I got 1 minute, and I got to get off this air, but I want to let you know today that if God begin a work in your heart, I'm telling you, my friend, he's going to perform it until the day of redemption. Look, let me tell you, listen, you stay on, caller. I got to get off this air. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole until next Wednesday. I'm Bishop David Bill Sr. God bless.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.